Begin the Karan Dav and Seth is Abin Dav Pegim Ugin Lamed Beis. Begin the Toys the Mouse that begins with the Gemara Shibes Ravon Kemach Ba'oit Chayim Machal. 7 quarters of a kav of flour and more, that's what is the shir that obligates a person to chal. So I'm going to explain a different Mishnah that says there's 5 Ravon Kemach, if there's a Ba'oit over there that's Chayim Machal, and there's Machlekes, 3 Machlekes, Rasha Ben Tam and Mari, how to explain that Mishnah over there. Because our Gemara says that the 7 Ravon of Kemach and more than Chayim Machala, so Pirish, Rashi explains, Zayin Lugin, this is 7 Lugin, because a Kav has 4 Lugin, that's what the Revoim is, a Rev is a quarter of the Kav, which is Lug, Boyd and a little bit more, the Hainu, what is that? Bey of a Chemish Bey, it's an egg and a fifth of an egg, the Pirish, because like Rashi explains, the Cheshman, the Haim Shesh Yerushalmis, and that's 6 of the Yerushalmi, the Hei Tipars, and that when the saw got, kept getting bigger and bigger, so therefore you needed only 6 Yerushalmis, and then, or 5 Lugin of the Tipars. Now, we said Klal Gol. At the end of Klal Gol, in Shabbos Avayin Bavim Beis Hoikos B'Svarim, it was written in the Svarim, but it's not. In the Mishnah, there actually Heiravam Kemach Vo'el Chayim Machal. There actually 5 Lugin of flour and more is Chayim Machal. Now, Lugger is Rashi Hasan Vo'el. Rashi is not Gers with the word Vo'el. The Mashmah, the Bishal Tzipari Ari. If you're talking about 5 Revoim, obviously that's the Tzipari version. But Hasan like a Vo'el, Elahibit Zimzim. There you didn't have the Va'id. As Rashi goes through the computations, the Va'id is only by the Midbari, but as you got smaller and smaller, or bigger and bigger, then you actually didn't have that Va'id. So, therefore, Rashi doesn't have the Gears of Va'id. Rather, it's exactly 5 Revoim, because it's called Tomat the Tzipari version. But actually, Rabbi Tam and Parashi actually explains the Asker of Yasi. No, that mission is going like a Yasi, because in the shop and the Va'id actually is the appropriate Gears. Because Nam says it is within the Mishnah of Idias, who Maisla Perikam Shabbos brought in the first Perik of Shabbos, Avtet Vav Menal, Shami. I mean, he says, Mekav Lechal of Hulu, from a Kav is the obligation of Chal, etc. But Chamim, they say, Chamish Revoim Kemachayim Machal. No, 5 Revoim of flour is Chayim Machal. And Rabbi Yisim, he says, no, Chamish Baturim. 5 Logan is actually exempt, which again, this is the Tzipari version. Chamish Ve'oid Chayav. 5 and a little bit more is Chayav. So you see, that's exactly actually Rabbi Yisim's Girisim. That's his opinion. Rabbeinu actually he explains. He says, "Where's Rabbi Yisi get this from?" Because some Rabbi Yisi holds the Reisha Aris Yisrechem. Wait a minute, didn't we say in our Gemara if the Tzipari it's exactly 5, as we showed how it went from a series of Eifa of the Emer to get to exactly 5? No, Rabbi Yisi holds that when it says Reisha Aris Yisrechem, Haynu de la Achraf Brushes Reishas. After you separate the Reishas, the Huchal which says the Chal, you sure Shira Yisrechem. Then you can be left with the measurement of the dough. The Haynu Yisis Midbars, which as our Gemara explains, that's the size of the dough in the Midbar. Which is that's the shear of 5 after you take up the challah. And then from Ahu Va'oid, that Va'oid that we're saying is the shear, Hainuk the challah. That's the measurement of the challah, which is what you're taking off, which they added on of the 5 Lugan Zipiris. And that is what we're saying is the 5 Revoim Kemach and more is Chayim Machallah. After you take off the Va'oid, then you're going to remain with the 5 Revoim, which that's the, exactly the shear of the Isa of the Zipiris. Exactly. Now, Marima Farish, he actually explains the third interpretation. He says, Rabbi Yisrael Tameh, the Shmain. Actually, Rabbi Yisrael goes according to the opinion mentioned here in our Sugya. The Kama, because he said previously in the Sugya Chati Praz, how much is the half of the loaf, which a quarter of the loaf, is regarding Thomas Gibeon, that's Beis Beim Seichikis. His opinion was, it's too loose, meaning two larger eggs. Bashir Rebbe evaluated, Beis Beim Va'oi. 2 eggs and a little bit more, which is Aleph Mechav Bebeya, it's 1/20 of every egg. Now, Imkin, if that's the case, Mizayin Rebam Kemach Ba'oid, from 7 Lugan of flour and more, She'en Mem Gimel Be'in Mechemish Be'ya, Kimin Yechal, which that is 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg, 43.2 eggs, the measurement of the Chalom, Yala Ba'oid is Be'ez Be'in. You have to factor in 2 more Ba'oids of the 2 Be'in, Mishleish Ba'oidis, and 3 Ba'oidis. And that's what Rabbi Yisi was saying, Chamesh Revoim Va'id, because the 5 Revoim are the 5 Lugan of Tzipari, and the Va'id is the addition of the Va'idos, which come out to more than 2 Beim. Because it comes out that, and the reason why you're adding on 2 Beim is for 40 eggs, and the 3 Va'idos is for the 3 eggs, and the remaining, and a fifth that remains. So Harel Rabbi Yisi comes out according to Rabbi Yisi Memheim Beim V'Chemish Beya V'Gimel V'Aidus. So you count the 45 eggs because you're adding on the 2. Again, you have to add on the 20th of every egg, 45 eggs and the fifth of an egg and 3 V'Aidus, which is 3/20. Now Afa Pisha Soin V'Kav in the Teisvu. Now, although that the son of the carbon got added on as time went on. But the amount of the eggs remained the same. It's obvious from our sugya. In other words, they were still going to calculate the shev chalo, which 43 eggs, it's just adding on to the size of the eggs, because the bayim in the midbar were bigger than the bayim that were in Yishamis and Sipiris. Now Tosfos concludes, it said, but seemingly the halacha does not follow Reb Yosi for any history that he mentioned. Because as the Gemara said previously, the halacha of Reb Yosi mechaber, but loy mechaber. The halacha of Reb Yosi when he disagrees with one opinion, but not when he disagrees with many. And here the Rambam disagrees with him. I mean, now so do we say Amalei Reb Lazel Reb Asi? He says Ma Amar Rabban Ben Midrash. One of the Rabban said Ben Beis Medrash. Amalei Hachem Reb Yechon says this is what Reb Yechon said. Halacha Reb Yosi. Which of Kama Shastik, when he explains, oh, obviously there was a Yochid that disagreed with him. Mahmoud, like the Irab and Polygala, because of the many would disagree with him. In Al-Khabiz, Allah did not follow Al-Khabiz. But says, Taysab, Lafum Rihita, the Gersin, Perikala Gaza, but seemingly according to the Gers that we have in Shabbos of Ayn Vam Bez, and Perikala Urban, that we have some of them in Chesma Bez, they're not going to Shas, the Gemara says, in general, everyone talks about, says, Hamish, Rivoim, Bo'it, Chayim, Machala, five, Lugan, and a little bit more, Chayim, Machala, Mashal, Al-Khabiz, from saying that, that version of the void, sounds like actually that we do rule like Al-Khabiz. So, Tais told us that this time Masechet Shabbos it says that there's five Ravam Kemach and Ba'oid that Chai Mechala. Rashi takes the gift of Oid like we see now. So it's exactly if it's the Midah of Tzibaris. Berentam explains that no, it's going to be Yisi. According to his gears, his opinion, it's actually Ba'oid. Because Rabbi Yisi holds research to Sechem is after you mafresh Kala, then you can remain with exactly the five. Now Rabbi explains, Rabbi Yisi goes according to his opinion mentioned in our Sugya that the Chatzi Pras is Beis Beim Sechekes. And Tais wrote that even though it seems that Halacha should not be the Rabbi Yisi because of Mechavei Rev and Loi Mechavei Rav, but in Shabbos of Zochim, it sounds like that Locha actually follows like him. The next says the Master begins with the Gemara Kosoga Daitach. You would entertain to say the Maimer Pesed. What does it mean to be Pesed, the porch? It actually means Bnei Ali, means the people of the second story. It just explains the Halacha and the reasoning of this Halacha Ben Pesed. The Mishnah said that anything in the courtyard that's higher than Tetvachim, it belongs to the people of the Ben Pesed. So the Gemara assumed, as it's bringing a Rai originally for Shmuel, that it means for the people of the second story, which they use the area of the Mepesah to get up to the second story. Now, the Farish Ridri explains like this. It says, Stam Pesach Aliyah, generally, the opening of the second story is Gevay Asar Minar Pesach. It's more than 10 Tvachim higher than the porch. Even Mepesah, Gevay Minar Chasiyud. And the porch is more than 10 Tvachim from the ground of the courtyard. The Derech Shalom is Yad Malila Mepesah, Mepesah Lachatz. And you take ladders to get up from the second story to the down to the porch. And from the porch down to the Mepesah Lachatz, from the porch down to the courtyard. And through the courtyard is how they get out to the public domain. Now, the Mepesah Tishal Bnei Aliyah. The porch belongs to the people of the second story. And the people of the courtyard don't make it forbidden on the people of the second story. Because the porch is theirs, because that's how they get up to the second story. Now, Tais explains, how do we explain this regarding what the Gemara tells us shortly? On Ahmed Beis, beginning Ahmed Beis. Two porches over the water, because we said that the people from the lower porch come through the upper one to fill up through their contraption to draw up water from the sea. We say over there, based on the mission later on, that the lower porch makes it been on the upper porch, even though that the upper porch belongs to the upper porch, and even so, we say they make it forbidden. So isn't that the same thing over here that we should say the Bnei Chatzah make the porch forbidden on the Bnei Aliyah? So that's his taste. No, Hanukkah Mefarsh Mepirkin. That's like the Gemara explains later on, the Pechasim and Aleph, Mishum Sha'asu Mechitzi Beshutfas, because they made that contraption, those walls, with a partnership, and therefore they can make it a bit. Now, more of a taste continues. He says, Ukshle'ir b'nei Aliyah Yachad, if the people in the second story do not make an Erev together, then Oysimar Mepesh Zalzet, then the porch is going to make them forbidden one on the other. Why? Mishum Lazeb Beshoshal, Lazeb Beshoshal. Both of them lower down. To because it's more than 10 tefachim from the upper story to get to the porch, but that's only because lezeb shulshal. But because they take ladders to get down to the porch from the upper story, for that itself lohay oisin zalzeh. That would not make it a bit of one on the other, because it's basically explained the sulam teres mechitzalav, because a ladder has a lacha as a partition, not as an opening. At least when we want to go leniently. Now, says Taisus, based on what we just explained, the Hashta Parakal Rav Shabbat. Now we can understand the Gemara's question on Rav. Keeping the Pesach Aliyahs, Bechalim the same, since the openings of the second story and the windows, Givayim and the Chatzal Chafa Yaisa is more than 20 Tvachim from the ground, or more than that, because we said you have at least 10 Tvachim from the Chatzal to the porch and another 10 Tvachim from the porch to the second story, so then they're very far from whatever pillar it is, even if it's 10 Tvachim. Oh, so that was the Gemara's question. Am I nice? Why you give the telva amish b'chatzak b'em yud the mound or the pillow that's in the chatzar that 10 fachim high? Vim kineged achalayin is the gvayim l'bnei aliyah v'shul shiyud, and opposite the windows of that's very high from the second story, you're gonna have to lower down at least 10 fachim. So you ask the rabbi b'chatzak b'nei aliyah, and the people in the court, you should make a forbidden the people of this second story of the zrika by the fact that they throw because it's lazer zrika lazer b'shul. Keeping the telva amish b'chatzak b'nei, since now then the mound and the pillar is from both of them. It's not similar to that of the porch. Because like we said, that only belongs to them. But everything else that is somewhere in the middle should be which according to Rav should make it forbidden one on the other. Why does it go to the people of the Aliyah? Now, Tais explains, now, although that the mound and the pillar is equal to the porch, then, wait a second, if the porch belongs to the people of the second story, then they could utilize from the porch the mound and the pillar in an easy, convenient way, because it's flush with that. And that's the same. No, that won't call for the people of the second story as an opening. It'll be only in the way of lowering it down. The reason for that is keeping the peasant in the urine. There's no one lives there in the porch. And therefore, you can't make the mound forbidden for the people of the courtyard el de alias, only for the people living in the second story. Although, what do you mean? Although they come down from the second story, and they utilize the porch. And they says that's not going to make it forbidden on the people of the courtyard, even though that in, from the porch, they're going to then be within 10 tefachim. Also, even something that's less than 10 tefachim. Given this one, no, since the latter, like we said, living the will, it's going to have a law of machitza, not as a pasach. Now, but then Tais asks, what do we mean, this that we say in the sugya, later on the Pidama base, by this halach of Shtezus Tereis, when the people of the lower porch come through the upper porch to draw the water from the ocean, it's not considered the people of the lower courtyard of the lower porch like throwing. Rather, we said it's considered as shulshul because after that they also are drawing up the water. So here we should say the same thing also here. Since the people of the upper story, they come down to the porch through a ladder, and from there that's how they use the mound and like the Pesach. So that's because it's Pesach and not like lowering down, just like we say that if, since they're going up through the upper one with like a ladder or whatever it is to use that. It's not because the ladder makes it that now it's like an opening to make it forbidden because they take a ladder from the lower porch to the upper porch. They assume it's only because through the ladder, it's only through the ladder, not because it's a Pesach. It's a machitza. But it's through the ladder. Then now the low ones, they have an easy utility like lowering it down because essentially they come to the upper porch and they do just do shilshul. So that's why it's not considered as zirka. But the ladder is not being considered as an opening. And therefore, it's not any better than what the people of the upper story are from there, from where they live, to that the only way it's considered that the utility is from lowering down to make it forbidden. So that was the Gemara's question on Rav. Mashan the Gemara answers, oh, no, you're right. We're not talking about in contrast to the people living in the upper story as our Tezim Masl is going on. It's Lois, not Dormim and Pesed. It's regards to those who live on the porch. Pierce, what does that mean to say? Shepischali is Techasim and Pesed, that the opening of the second story is within 10 Fachim of the porch. Ah, the Suleka Besulam. So then there's no more ladder because it's not 10 Fachim high to have a Teres Mechitza as Halacha of a partition. And therefore, since no Teres Mechitza, we consider it as if they're living on the porch. And therefore, from there to the mound is Mepesach, and not lowering down. And therefore, that's what even Rabbi would agree that it goes to the people of the Mepesach. So Tais brought the words of the Reed that generally the opening of the upper story is more than 10 tefachim from the porch, and the porch is more than 10 tefachim from the chatzar, and they go with ladders from the chatzar to the Mepesach to the second story, and the Mepesach belongs to the people of the upper story, and therefore the people of the chatzar don't make the porch forbidden on them, even though that Mepesach is somewhere in between. Now, but therefore, the Gemara asked on Rav, so then why don't we say that the people of the Chatzar make a forbidden on Bnei Aliyah, the mound and the pillar, because since the mound and the pillar belongs to both of them, so it's not similar to that of Mepesach, which only belongs to the people of the Aliyah. I think the Gemara answered, then they were talking about that the opening of the upper story is there's no 10 tefachim from the porch, and therefore the ladder does not have a law of Teres Mechitza, and therefore we consider the people of the Aliyah as if they live on the porch, and again, therefore Rav would agree that it goes to the people of, quote, the Mepesach, because they're right there by the porch.